Minneapolis neighborhoods are now crowdfunding for extra police patrols amid crime spike. This is another one of those "we told you so." Back when everybody was gangbusters to defund the police, I mean, what could go wrong? We've talked about this so many times. This is literally, all right, here's where we're at now. If you got money, you're going to crowdfund with your neighbors, and you're going to have some protection. What about the communities that can't afford the private crowdfunding platforms, the ones that probably really need the most help? And this is what we've been talking about since the beginning of the whole Black Lives Matter and defund the police, you know, all that stuff that happened summer 2020. Here we are. The neighborhoods that need the help the most, where the most crime is going on, where the spikes have been the greatest, they are the ones that can at least afford to protect themselves. And we all saw just this coming. All right, you defund the police, you have fewer police in the community. Which communities are going to get hardest? Yeah, this was not a no-brainer. And this was a no-brainer. That doesn't make any sense. Those who have the least amount of money can afford the least protection in a situation like this. That sucks, right? I mean, that's not right. But here we are. So if you got money, all right, we're going to bring on some extra police overtime. If you don't, sorry, guys, you're out of luck. Literally, you're just out of luck. So this whole defund the police thing with this spike in crime, whether you want to blame the spike in crime on defunding the police, or I think it's way more than that, and it's way more complex than that. I think there's a lot of sociological stuff going on here that people haven't quite figured out. But one thing for certain, crime has gone through the roof. If you want to point to different studies that say, yeah, crime really isn't all that bad, specifically these crimes. Well, during the pandemic, there were some weird crime patterns going on, right? Some crimes just weren't happening, like stealing from people's homes because everybody was home. And you want to go rob from their homes? Not really. Everybody's home. You know what I mean? It didn't make any sense. And then a lot of the criminal activity in the downtown areas wasn't really happening the way that it used to because there weren't just people walking around. Nobody was walking around doing their job because everybody was working from home. And then we realized, oh yeah, we're not going to all work from home forever. So it's been really interesting to watch how all of this unfolds. And here we are now with Minneapolis crowdfunding for extra police presence. And that to me, I have no issue with them doing that, but public safety should be an across the board thing. Everybody should have access to equal police presence. So it creates this, the have and the haves nots, right? And the people that are going to get hammered the most, you got it. The communities of color that can afford it the least, the ones that need it the most can afford it the least, and they will have the least police presence. Yeah. These were not hard things to call out in advance, but we had to go through this crazy social experiment to get there. And now we're seeing this and it's like, oh, geez. And you're like, okay, well, this is what we're doing. And we're doing this because the citizens feel like their public safety has been just taken a massive whack. And what else can we do? All right, let's pony up some extra money on top of the tax dollars that we already pay to fund the police. Let's pay some extra because we want that. And that's literally what these committees are doing. Some upscale Minneapolis, Minnesota neighborhoods are drawing criticism over an initiative where residents have pooled money to fund extra police patrols following the city's pledge to disband the police department. So, Black Lives Matter focuses on abolition, just getting rid of everything, criminal system, jails, police officers. So in some areas, this was more prevalent than others. Seattle, we didn't really have a big push to disband the police office department, but we had a huge push to defund by 50% now. That's what the protesters at CHOP said, right? Like, okay, we scientifically, based on the data and the science, we're demanding a 50% cut to the police department. Well, they got like 17% cut. And how is that working out for the residents of Seattle? Yeah, you got a pretty massive crime spike going on. And again, if you're saying that crime has dropped, that's just because we basically decriminalized everything and we're not really arresting anybody anymore. We don't have the bandwidth to do it. And for half the crimes that used to be criminal activity, we're just like, ah, that's a misdemeanor. It's just not that big of a deal. Stab somebody, it'll be fine. They'll live. It's not like it's a gunshot wound, right? Therefore, no crime reported. Residents in the Lowry Hill neighborhood, using a nonprofit known as the Minneapolis Safety Initiative, secured a contract with the city for $210,000 in extra police patrols from January 17th through December 31st, the Minneapolis Post reported. The move is a temporary measure to address the current crime wave while the Minneapolis Police Department continues to rebuild to full staffing levels, according to the nonprofit's website. I am getting information coming in that lateral moves are happening in some cities. There's no activity happening on recruiting. I'm hearing that. I'm hearing, and it's not so much that there's still no recruiting going on. You might get one or two a month, something like that. But those police departments where very minimal recruiting is going on are bleeding out way more cops than the very few that they're able to take in. You know, this is just not a good environment for the hiring of police officers. There's all kinds of other industry also. Look at the number of airplane pilots that are just not flying. And look at what the havoc that has wreaked on the airline industry. And you're talking about, you know, major industry. Police, they're responsible for our public safety. They're the ones between us and the bad guy, right? So to me, this is not an optional thing. Cities shouldn't be having to crowdfund, but they are. And why is that? Because you can't recruit enough officers. Looked at a lot of the comments on, I had a video, I think it was last week. Mayor Harrell has committed to hiring 500 police officers here in the city of Seattle over the next 5 years. All the comments are about the same. You need 500 right now, and that's literally what we need. And if we hire 500 more a year by 5 years from now, it's a day late, dollar short. Also, how many cops will quit, do a lateral move, or retire in the next 5 years in Seattle? 200? I don't know. I'm totally guessing. So would you be if you threw out a number? I'm always willing to throw out a number, no matter how bad it sounds. Because to not throw out a number, you're just not taking a risk. And I like taking risks. So not gambling, terrible gambler. But, you know, it's just throwing nonsense out that nobody can really, you know, say, Sean, you're wrong. You can say that all day long, but I might be able to go right back to you and say, it's my opinion. And that's what most of this stuff is. But these police departments are not going to be able to hire the number of officers they need right now, even if you throw out a $25,000 bonus. But I hear that 25 grand is making Officer Friendly's ears perk up in some instances. That's what it's supposed to do. 25 grand? All right, let me kick that around. Maybe the situation in whatever police department there, maybe the overtime and the police department that they're working is, you know, that's how scheduling has been going, right? These police departments are able to make these schedules work because they're working their existing police officers into the ground by asking, hey, you know, you just work 60 hours. Can you do another 20 on overtime? We had a police officer here in Seattle 2 years ago make $400,000+. I mean, that guy is working a lot of hours. That's a lot of hours. So, you know, the overtime is out there, but at what cost to the police officers doing it? You work a ton of hours, especially on that job. That's brutal. Because, I mean, it's not like they're sitting in a warehouse driving a forklift around, you know, smoking a little weed in the hangar at Boeing. And whenever I make those comments, people get worked up. That was always the big joke when I was a kid. They smoke a lot of weed in there. That's what they're doing. Making planes and smoking weed. I don't know if they actually do that, but that's what I've always heard. Probably not. It's probably, you know, like the 1%, whatever. But yeah, you've got a situation where you need the cops right now. And so cities who are low on cops, on police officers, are, okay, what do we do? Let's do a little crowdfunding. Weird, right? I mean, we're in a situation where big time cities are literally, okay, we need cops so badly. Hey, if you guys chip in a few extra couple hundred grand, we'll make this happen for you. We'll get you that help that you need. Nah, it's horrible. It's horrible that citizens are in this situation. But you know what? A lot of times the politicians you voted for, they are the ones that dictated, defund the police now. So how's that working out for you? It's not great, right? It's not great. The move is a temporary measure to address the current crime wave while the Minneapolis Police Department continues to rebuild to full staffing levels. How long is it going to take in Portland and in Seattle to rebuild to adequate staffing levels? There has been an ongoing squeeze to the budgets of the police department. Ongoing. And then you take a crap all over the industry in general, and people are going to be like, I saw what happened with the race riots of 2000 and 2021, not 2000, but 2020 and 2021. I don't really want to get in the midst of that down the road either. So I'm going to say hard no-go on being a police officer. And that's what is happening. You just don't have enough cops to do all the jobs that are out there. The website suggests donations of $220 per month from residents in order for the program to achieve its desired impact. We'd like you to kick in $220. What about the families that are just being impacted wildly from Putin's inflation? What about that? You're in a situation where a lot of families aren't making their current obligations, let alone, you know, cranking off that check and there you go, there's $220. Make it so nobody assaults my wife or breaks in and takes my car. That's literally what's going on here. So yeah, how's that defunding the police working out? We told you so across the front of a t-shirt, right? With the big defund the police and a line through it with a circle. How about that? We need those t-shirts. Probably get shot. The relationship between the nonprofit and the police department is part of a contractual agreement known as a buyback program. Buyback. I had not heard of that, but I guess it's a thing. Buyback program that allows the nonprofit to secure the extra police presence by purchasing officer overtime hours. I mean, it's almost like we're just treating this as a private security force. Right? A private security force. Okay, we don't have enough cops, so we're going to have to pay. It's going to be overtime hours. So we're going to have to cut some hefty checks. You guys want to chip in? Yes, we do. Yes, we do, is what Minneapolis is saying. The neighborhoods that can afford it. For those that can't, well, you guys are on your own. And they're the ones that need it the most. That's where the crime is happening the most. That sucks. It does. Be reasonable. That sucks. That sucks for those residents. The buybacks have also been purchased by sports teams, venues, and various organizations who are looking for additional police presence. The Minneapolis Post reported that neighborhoods represent about 22% of the roughly 9,700 buyback hours that Minneapolis police officers worked in 2021. So this has been ongoing for a couple of years now. You've got individual communities. Oh man. And the photo that's, on the middle of this. It's one of those buildings, in downtown Minneapolis where it was just building goes up in flames during George Floyd riots. These cities just burned, didn't they? Portland just burned. Minneapolis just burned. I mean, yeah, it's so unnecessary. It just didn't really bring out the best in people, did it? A similar program has been launched by the Downtown Minneapolis Neighborhood Association to fund additional police patrols in the downtown Mill District. That program does not represent an official agreement with the city. The program has raised $4,800 of its $30,000 goal, according to the Daily Mail. The additional police patrols, which some have referred to as essentially a crowdfunding mechanism for additional policing, comes 2 years after Minneapolis. Well, we know why. The city slashed over $1 million from the police department in 2020 with plans to reallocate the money, and voters shot down a 2021 city council plan to replace the police department with a Department of Public Safety. How's that all working out for you there, Minneapolis? Not good, right? Not good. A Department of Public Safety, an unarmed Department of Public Safety. Well, now we're crowdfunding and we're probably upping the ante on bringing those new recruits in, aren't we? Because everybody now is funding the police, refunding the police, however you want to state it. Minneapolis Star Tribune report, because they need to be, right? You don't have enough cops, you got a spike in crime. Well, sending out that endless stream of social workers isn't going to do anything to what we're undergoing right now. That's a hard no-go. So the Minneapolis Star Tribune reported this month that the cuts to the police budget have been restored thanks to the American Rescue Plan funding, and the department has now $3 million more than it did before the death of George Floyd. That is great and all. But other cities are struggling. They are wildly, wildly struggling. Still, a rise in crime that includes burglaries, vehicle thefts, and total crime so far in 2022 have raised concerns with residents about how that funding is being allocated. Some residents have expressed frustration over the idea that wealthier neighborhoods are able to purchase more police protection. That's what I'm saying is, hey, let's be reasonable here. Take a look at this from an objective standpoint. You are furthering that gap between the haves and the have-nots. Now it's coming down to literally a budgetary matter of, can you afford it or not? Because if you can't, good luck out there, son, because, you know, that whole public image of the police coming when you dial 911, that's a little tweaked. You might wait a while, and unless you've literally got somebody's hands around your throat strangling you, in a lot of instances, you're not going to have a police presence in your 911 call because there just aren't enough officers to go around in these types of cities, in the cities that had a certain slant of leadership. And how is that doing? Not good. I don't believe safety should be measured or administered based on the economic tax bracket that you're in. No. It should probably go the other way. Give the poorer neighborhoods some greater police presence. The upper end ones, they're going to crowdsource it anyway. So make it a little bit even. You can't really do that though, because somebody'd be up in arms about something. But if I was a director and there was no repercussions to, oh, Sean is a complete idiot. That to me would be a more fair use of resources. All right. You got more criminal activity going on here. All right. We're going to have XYZ number percentage more patrols. You guys, we know you rich bastards. You guys can afford it, but you can't really do that because then you get, just all this wild inequity. And we're also focused on equity now. I mean, some people are. Other people are just hustling to accomplish their goals and their dreams. Personal responsibility. There's that. Yeah. Don't seem to have a lot of that anymore, right? So when it comes to your safety, I don't think money should be an object. But unfortunately, that seems to be the reality of the situation. It really does. If you can pay, you can play as far as ponying up money for additional police presence. Isn't it crazy that we're in a day and age in 2022 where you got to pay for additional police presence because there's not enough cops to go around? Yeah, kind of told you this might happen. And here we are. I think it has happened in way greater fashion than we ever really thought would. And a lot of that is because of the sociological pressures that are happening to create this spike in crime. Some of it, you might say, you know, prosecutors and the DAs and the attorney generals that just have a soft hand on crime. You throw in a little pandemic, you throw in some rioting and people just railing on the police industry in general. And you get this perfect storm for crime to go up, number of cops to reduce. How's that working out? Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. And it's the worst for the neighborhoods that can afford to have that kind of impact to them the least. That just bites. That does. I mean, it just does. It's so unfair. But it is the way it is. And we kind of called it, you know, at the beginning of this, defund the police. Well, here's how that will go. It's not a hard call. It's not a hard call. When I get really, really, really old, you know, like 55, no, I'm kidding. When I'm eligible for AARP, associate, is that it? That's the one, right? That they start hounding you when you're like 18. Hey, you're going to retire someday and you're going to need information on how to retire. So we're the AARP, just to let you know we're here. We know you're 19 next year. But no, when I get really, really old, this is what I always tell myself. I'm going to look back on when I actually said those things and see if I really did make those predictions. But this one I know I did, which was defunding the police is a terrible idea because it's going to impact the communities that can afford it the least. And it's happening. I mean, the numbers don't lie. It is just happening. And, you know, what do you say to that? Sorry, guys. Oh, we made a mistake. Sorry, your community is literally having members die on a daily basis. Sorry. I mean, you don't even get a sorry from the political leaders that put this in play. They're all kind of like, what? What deaths? I mean, it's mostly safe. I mean, it's mostly a good city. Yeah, that's literally kind of what we're working with. Ward 1 council member Elliot Payne agreed with Awad's conclusion. I'm of the opinion that everyone who's a taxpayer should get equal service, and I'm not comfortable with wealthier neighborhoods pulling resources to get superior service. You might not be comfortable. I'm not comfortable with that either. But this is like where the rubber hits the road. And let's be reasonable. If you can afford it, you're going to. It's just, it's so unfortunate that those who need it the most are not going to get it. You know, that's sad. That is a sad indictment of where we sit. I would rather see this be managed more equitably as part of a comprehensive staffing model that is driven by actual needs of neighborhoods. 100% agreed. Not necessarily just the resources of one neighborhood versus another. Unfortunately, the equitably as part of a comprehensive staffing model. Yeah, that staffing model is so torqued and twisted, torqued in a bad way. It's not like tightened down, ready to just really go. It is tweaked. It has been bent. It is not functioning on its normal basis, right? We don't have enough cops in these neighborhoods. And so citizens are like, all right, let's take matters into our own hands. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to crowdsource. I keep waiting for somebody to like create their own individual, like private army. Don't you think that? Couldn't you see just some just nut job guy, former army or whatever, not trying to harp on former army, but somebody with a military background, you could have said Navy or Air Force or Marines in there. Somebody with a military background put together their own army and start fighting back. I could see that happening. I mean, just like on a groundswell level. Here's what we're doing, guys. I mean, there's enough criminal activity out there. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see citizens taking matters into their own hands. But we are seeing some one-on-one instances where that's happening. Vigilante people fighting criminals. You know, guys hopping over fences and those residents. Yeah, nope, you got to go back. Are you not? Boom. Shooting them. I mean, we're experiencing that, but I'm surprised we haven't seen on a broader scale, somebody put together some kind of like small mercenary army. And, you know, you want to break into businesses, go for it. That guy over there. Yeah. That guy over there, you're going to meet him at the front door. So good luck with that. Unfortunately, what would happen is the minute one of those guys touches one of these criminals, they'd probably go to jail because the criminals certainly aren't. criminals have just a total hall pass on crime right now. I mean, one of the stories I'm going to also be reading today is guy was arrested 39 times, 7 criminal convictions, steals a motorcycle, used to be a retired cop's bike, beautiful Harley Davidson. And guy steals a bike, you know, it's arrest number 39. How in the world are these people walking around? And then like a day later, he's back out stealing somebody else's bike. Because the justice system is just like, you're mostly a good individual. Come back for your court case. How about the fentanyl pills guys? The guys that were living in Yakima, got busted in California with 750 grand worth of fentanyl pills and a couple keys of cocaine. 2 keys of coke and 750 grand worth of fentanyl pills, $150,000 worth of fentanyl pills. They're released on no cash bail. Do you think they show up for their court date? Yeah, odds are, what would you bet on that one? Yeah, I'd put it all on them not showing up. And you know what? You would have been right, because they didn't. They didn't show up yesterday, Thursday, July 21st. Didn't show up for court. But, you know, the judge has worked around the charges now, and he's real. I mean, there's going to be a $2 million bail if they ever get caught. Those guys are in Mexico. They're from Mexico. They're back in Mexico. They're doing their thing. Whether they rear their heads back up here in Washington or California where they got busted, not if they're smart. They'll just stay down there in Mexico and just hide out. Bandidos, right? Okay, so that's it for me on this one. But crowdsourcing is where our public safety has gotten in a city like Minneapolis, where things are just so crazy, you don't have enough cops to go around. So this is the makeshift workaround. We're going to crowdsource some hours for the police officers. And that's how they're doing it. It's just crazy that this is security for an event is one thing. Ongoing security concerns for an actual neighborhood shouldn't be happening. Shouldn't be an issue like that. But there is, and this is what we're dealing with. And with the inability of police departments across the United States to hire the number of police that they need, this bad boy situation isn't going to go away in the near future. It's going to be here for a while. Mayor Bruce Harrell here in Seattle is wanting to hire 500 police officers over the next 5 years. I honestly think that is wishful thinking at best. Wishful thinking at best. Maybe he hires 100, maybe 200. It is over 5 years, granted. But how many of those guys quit? Guys and gals quit, retire, make a lateral move. Probably a fair number. So even though we've got these aggressive plans to make this situation turn around, the hardcore reality is we're stuck with this thing for a while. This is going to keep going on. Yeah, it's wild that we sit that summer of 2022, this is where we're at. All right. It is what it is, right? It is what it is. And I will keep reporting this stuff to you as it comes up. That's my commitment. Thanks for being here. Love to have you subscribe. Hit that like. Share the content with your family and friends that you think might enjoy it. That is the best way you can help a brother out. How's that? Thanks again. We'll catch up soon. Talk then. Bye for now.